Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. So shift work has certainly been interesting to get used to, especially coming from uni, where the lifestyle is slightly different to what it is working full time. With the shift work going from, you know, the 8-hour AM shifts, the PM shifts. And today's episode, I'm going to do a completely behind the scenes, pretty much a play-by-play of a typical night shift. So my alarm's just gone off. It's 8:30 in the evening. My shift doesn't start until 10:45. So I've got a solid 2 hours. I like to sort of set it a bit earlier. That way I can wake up. I can have a good shower. And then here, where I am, the McDonald's closes at 10 o'clock, which means I have to be able to get from my house to McDonald's to get a coffee, because getting a coffee is essential to the start of my night shift. But yeah, anyway, so I'll probably talk to you guys at that time. Righto. Okay, I've got myself a coffee. Pretty much all ready to go now. So I guess the way I've been coping with night shifts has certainly been pretty much a trial and error of sort of what works for me and my body. I've really just started to develop a routine now. I'm sort of really stuck to it. So I get up a few hours early. I think the reason I get up so early is because it sort of takes a while to wake up. But I also like to cook eggs. And I sort of just do the same thing every time. I wake up a few hours early, have a shower, get all ready to go, cook some eggs, watch some news. I sort of like try to make it into like a morning sort of session as well. Then I'll come off, get the awesome coffee. I don't always get coffee, but it's sort of like a night treat sort of shift, like a treat. But yeah, anyway, so I'll come back, I'll park, and then I'll get ready for the walk.
At the end of the day, I don't actually mind night shifts. I find them pretty enjoyable. Especially now that I'm starting to work out what the best way of preparing for it is. So today, for example, I've just come off 3 days off. So I guess you'd say I've been in the daytime for the last 3 days, going to bed normal time. But today, today's roster is a night shift. So I've had all day. So what I've figured out that works for me is I'll try to get up really, really early this morning. So I woke up at, you know, about 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, because I do that on purpose. So I try to get the first part of my day really, really just hammer it, try to do all the little tasks I need to do for the day. Sort of just wear myself out a bit, because then I know that I'm trying to get to bed about 3 o'clock. That's what I got to bed today. So I was in bed at 3 p.m. and I actually had a pretty solid sleep. So I slept from 3 until, yeah, solid about 8:30. So now I'm all refreshed, all ready to go, coffee in hand. But it took me a while to figure out exactly what worked for me. It was only a few weeks ago that I slept in on one of these days that I started a night shift. So I slept in until, you know, 10 a.m. And boy, that was horrific. So then I tried to get to sleep, you know, 3, 4, 5 p.m., 6 p.m. I just could not get to sleep at all. So it's taken a few adjustments here and there. I think creating this routine certainly helped. But anyway, there you go, that's me sort of preparing for it. Now I start my walk. So I only live about a 10-minute, 15-minute walk each morning to get to work or evening or wherever I'm going off. So only 10 to 15 minutes. So it's a good way to enjoy some nice sort of fresh air now that's heading into winter here where I live. So 10 minutes, 15 minutes and I'll just whack in some ear pods and I'll listen to a podcast every single time. I listen to podcasts to and from work. And I listen to a bit of a mix. So lately I've been right into the Resource Room podcast. It's all about emergency doctors breaking down, you know, some of the latest research papers when it comes to emergency medicine. That's sort of my favourite, sort of my go-to that I'll always listen to. But there's all sorts of different medical podcasts I listen to. Sort of gets me in the mind frame ready to go. Anyway, when it comes to night shifts in general, is what sort of happens. The flow of night shifts is certainly different in comparison to a day shift. So I'll obviously be turning up and I start my shift at 11 p.m. So you hopefully let your patient start in to try to get to sleep now. But again, it's really learning how to cluster your cares together, because you don't want to keep waking your patient up every 2 seconds because they're trying to sleep. And delirium in the ICU is certainly a real deal. Imagine if I keep poking and prodding my patient all night. By the time I get to the morning shift, we know just how busy mornings are with all the people coming in. So they'd really be riding on a low level of sleep, which then leads to delirium. So try to let my patient sleep as much as possible. I'm trying to balance that between providing optimal care as well. So anyway, I'll probably talk to you guys as I get into work.
So it's 1 a.m. One of the things I like to do during my night shifts is to go up and down the flights of stairs here at work. It's there's 6 flights of stairs, and literally for about 20 minutes, I just go up and down, up and down, up and down as many times as I can. I don't know, like, it's a fun way of getting a bit of cardio in. Plus, you know, it keeps me awake, gets the endorphins running. Come back, have a quick little bite to eat, and then straight back into it again.
So I've given my handover. I've walked outside the hospital. My walk back home, and it is seriously one of the most beautiful days. Yeah, it's a nice crisp morning. The sun's out. Not a cloud in the sky. It's a fitting way to finish an awesome night shift. I hope you guys have enjoyed this little tiny behind the scenes, I guess, of what a typical night shift's gonna be. It's 8 a.m. now. So it's gonna be hopefully stay up for another hour or two. And then absolutely zonk out as much as possible until it's time to do it all again tonight. Anyway, guys, hope you've enjoyed it, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.